We're living through an exceptionally fraught period in the political life of this country, and at its core is a dangerous paradox. On the one hand, the ascension of Donald Trump to the presidency has sparked an outpouring of fear, anxiety, and introspection about the state of our democracy that is rivaled by nothing in recent memory. The Trump era intuitively feels to many of us as if it is saturated with a level of peril to our political system and to the rights, liberties, and stability it guarantees that elevates the present moment to one of profound historical consequence. It feels comparable to, say, how we now look back on the Watergate era in the 1970s. The tumult over civil rights and the Vietnam War and the urban riots and assassinations of the 1960s. Or the rise of demagogue Senator Joe McCarthy in the 1950s. Trump's rise has unleashed a profound sense among both elites and well-informed rank-and-file voters, and among many citizens who were previously uninterested in political participation, but suddenly find themselves more actively engaged than at any other point in their lives, that our democracy and its core institutions are under serious stress at best, and face profound or even existential peril at worst. At the same time, the very fact that it required the rise of a singularly demagogic and menacing figure like Trump to rivet the nation's attention on the state of our democracy is itself a serious problem. To be sure, the current occupant of the Oval Office is a serial despoiler of our political system. But the plight of our democracy is the result of a series of deep structural factors and problems that go well beyond Trump and long predate him. These problems both helped produce Trump's rise and are an essential reason this Trumpian moment is so perilous. The fact that Trump himself is the intense focal point of much of the nation's anxiety about our democracy, that it required Trump's rise to awaken our attention to the degree that it has, is symptomatic of a long-running failure to adequately grasp those problems as a cause for serious worry on their own terms. Trump does, of course, seem to personally embody a series of challenges to our democracy that few of us expected to see in our lifetimes. His authoritarian and autocratic instincts, which he continues to unabashedly display in countless tweets, public pronouncements, and actions, are very real. They have represented a grave threat ever since his rise began, and continue to menace our political system in a manner whose consequences remain unpredictable. Throughout the 2016 campaign, Trump viciously attacked the foundational institutions of liberal democratic governance. The free press, the judiciary, the career government professionals, whose technocratic expertise sustains the modern bureaucratic state. He campaigned heavily on the notion that our democratic processes themselves can no longer render legitimate outcomes. He attacked our elections as rigged and riddled with fraud, sometimes even suggesting that U.S. officials themselves were complicit in their corruption. He flatly threatened to treat the election's outcome as invalid if he lost, thus hinting that in that event, he might try to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power, a hallmark of democratic stability. Trump buttressed that narrative by threatening to jail his opponent, telegraphing to his supporters that if Hillary Clinton prevailed, her presidency would be a criminal usurpation. His top campaign advisors, including those who are also close family members, demonstrated their willingness to collude with a hostile foreign power to influence the outcome of the election, even though that foreign power appeared devoted to the express goal of undermining our democracy through a concerted campaign of sowing chaos and disinformation among American voters. Trump himself openly urged Russia to hack into Hillary Clinton's emails, in effect calling on a foreign adversary to undermine his legitimate political opponent, the nominee of one of the two major American political parties, through weaponized cyber subterfuge.